Luke chapter 8. I read from verse 5. You know, it's a parable that Jesus told them. Jesus said, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell on thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a soil that bore 100-fold. Praise the name of the soil. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath an ear to hear, let him do what? Hear. And his disciple asked him, saying, what might this parable be? Praise the name of the Lord. And he said unto you, unto you, it is given to know the word, the mysteries, the secret thing. You know, this word, brethren, is secret. Jesus Christ spoke in parables because the things that he taught were spiritual things. You know, and many of us here have been exposed to the teaching of the tabernacle. The tabernacle is a tent, and they describe it, this could be this height and all that physical thing. But brethren, there's a secret in it which God has begun to reveal to us, and many of us have begun to understand the secrets of that of the tabernacle. So God uses the parables, physical things. You know, a lot of physical things that happen in our lives, God is using them to teach us spiritual lessons. And brethren, it's only spiritual people that can have the understanding of the secret or the physical things that God teaches. We pray that we'll be a people, his people, that will have understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he said unto them, verse 11, now the parable is this. Now listen. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So brethren, the word that comes, do you know that the word, anybody who is not born again here? Anybody? Is there anybody who is not born again here? Amen. We are born again. This gospel that we preach, brethren, is the gospel of the kingdom. And the gospel of the kingdom is for the Jews. It's not for the Gentiles. The gospel for the Gentiles is the gospel of being born again, accepting Christ. But you are born again, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the earth before the end comes. And that is the gospel that is being sounded now. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, Paul was saying that we will leave the principles and we move on to perfection if God does what? Permit. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope I'm speaking to spiritual people, spiritual Jews, saints. And I'm sure we have understanding of what we are saying. Hallelujah. So, the seed is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Those by the wayside that hear them, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts. Out of their hearts. Or out of their ears. Out of their hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. Lest they should believe and be what? Hallelujah. So if you don't believe, will the word save you? Oh, what he's speaking is nonsense. It doesn't make it, it wouldn't mean anything. It will not profit us. Brethren, we must believe God's word in our hearts, and then, brethren, we will be saved. So we ask God to help us. Hallelujah. Many things, God will tell us many things. And we pray that he will give us understanding. And you should pray that God should give you understanding. The man who prayed, Lord, I believe, please help my unbelief. He knows that there are some areas in his life that there are still unbelief. And he said, God, help me. That is a sincere man, is it not? You know, at times we beat up Thomas. We castigate him and all that. He says, unless I see and I put my hand there and turn it, I know I won't believe. Did Jesus abandon him? Hello? Jesus didn't kick him. But Jesus came and he had the privilege of revealing himself specially. He told him, now put your hand. Hallelujah. Brethren, when we are sincere in our hearts and we cry to God, say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I don't understand this thing. But many times we are not sincere. We don't understand. We don't go and study and we just move on. God will not come to us. But brethren, if we are sincere, we need to be sincere because it has to do with the heart. There's so much insincerity in our lives. There's so much hypocrisy in our lives. There's so much speaking of the world and the language of Zion, singing the Lord's song. The Lord was telling people, say they cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. But many of us, we are ready to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. That means we are not sincere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are many things we don't understand, but brethren, we just assume we understand it. Oh, we are the end time people, and you can talk the language, the synonym, the behavior, everything, but you don't understand. That is why this end time word is not changing my life, it's not changing your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us be sincere. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie. God knows everything about me. He knows when you are born. He knows even the hair on your head. Before a word comes out from your mouth, he knows. Before a thought comes out from your heart, he knows. So, brethren, there's nothing we can hide from God. We need to be sincere with God. You need to be sincere and tell God, this is who I am. God confronted Jacob and said, who are you? Jacob said, bless me, bless me, bless me. Say, no, who are you? Who are you? He was only blessed when he accepted that he was what? A supplanter. Praise the name of the Lord. I think, brethren, in the time in which we are in, God is going to be blessing and dealing with a people who are sincere with themselves, a people who do not cover their sins, but confessed them so that they can obtain the mercy of God. He said we should come to the throne of grace that we might obtain what? Mercy and find grace to help us. Brethren, we are in a time of need. This time we are in a time of great need. The church is in a time of great need. We are in a time when we need help. You know, we always say, you have compassed this mountain too long. We are not being changed. There is no change that is being seen, brethren. Because we are not sincere with ourselves. If we are not sincere with ourselves, how can we be sincere with God? Praise the name of the Lord. In this camp meeting, brethren, let us propose in our hearts, I will be sincere with God. We cover our sins. We cover ourselves. We pretend to be what we are not. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why the word of God does not make an impact in our lives. God was telling us recently that repentance has gone from the church. There's no longer repentance. There's no longer repentance. Hallelujah. All we will do is just drama. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, the heart is important. If there has to be, God has to touch our lives and make an impact for there to be a change in our lives in this camp meeting. For this camp meeting not just to be, just come and go, and we go back, and we just get back to where we were before. The heart is important. God, he says, my son, give me your heart. Let us propose, brethren, that we are going to give our hearts to God. If we give our hearts to God, brethren, the word of God will come, the seed will fall, and it will bring forth a hundredfold. Praise the name of the Lord. The other gospel says 30, 60, and 100. Praise the name of the Lord. Even if we decide, oh God, I want 60. and we are sincere, God will give us 60. But brethren, let us desire the 100-fold, because there is no time no more. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that the devil, I read 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, as we will do here, because when the word comes, when the anointing comes, oh brethren, it's wonderful, is it not? But immediately the anointing goes, we settle back to where we are. Hallelujah. God does not want to come to us and then lift. He comes and lifts. God is looking for a place for permanent dwelling. He wants his anointing to permanently come and dwell. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. What just occurred to me was when Noah let out the dove. He let out the raven. The raven took off and never came back because he saw corpses. He saw dead corpses. He landed. He never came back to the ark. But the raven went out and he never saw any living thing. He kept on coming back. He kept on coming back. He kept on coming back to the ark. But immediately he saw a green something. He just brought life and showed Noah that, oh, there is life. And he left. I never came back. That was how Noah knew that life had come forth on earth. The Spirit of God, the anointing of God, is looking for a place to dwell permanently. It cannot come dwell on corpse. It's ravens that dwell on corpse. Praise the name of the Lord. Unclean beasts. But God's Spirit, God's anointing, he says, in the last days, is going to come the former and the latter rain permanently upon every grass in the field. Hallelujah. Brethren, there's a revival that is coming which we have never seen before. The former and the latter rain will come in that same one season. Hallelujah. And if we want to be part of it, if we want this revival, this anointing, this grace of God to remain permanently on us and for us to be carriers of God's glory, it says the glory of the Lord will cover the whole earth as the water covers the sea. Brethren, we must make sure that, brethren, we cleanse ourselves. Hallelujah. We are sincere with ourselves to God. We are handing over ourselves to God to cleanse us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Say, those that fell on the rock, they hear, they receive the word with joy, and these have no root. There's no root. Which for a while believed, and in the time of temptation, fell away. Hallelujah. We believe, oh, in the camp meeting we are strong, we can face this thing, but when we go out, brethren, we just fall. And we come back again. Hallelujah. I take one step forward and two step backwards. Hallelujah. I struggle. I take one step back forward again. Where am I? Have I made any move? I'm in the same place where I am. Praise God. Thank God for God's grace that I was able to make one move and retrace the ground that I lost. But there are those of us who take one step forward and we take three steps backward and we are backsliding. Brethren, this is not the time. There's no time again. God wants to do a quick work. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When temptation comes, when trials come, because it's going to come. It's going to come. When it comes, you're able to stand. The Bible talks about put on your whole armor so that you'll be able to fight. Hallelujah. You'll be able to fight. After you have fought, you do what? After you fought, you do what? You'll be able to stand. Hallelujah. In fact, I used to use this illustration, a champion, a boxer. I'm sure many of us like boxing. You know, you used to watch it those days. A champion would just box. He's boxing. Oh, then he boxed the other person, knocked the other person down. The other person boxes him, he knocks him down. And the referee would just, you know the way they used to dive. And count one. And how many do they used to count, Seth? Is it three? Two. Three. All right? The person that he hit is just doing like this. But the champion is dead. They lift up the champion's hand. Oh, he's the champion, but he's a dead champion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. Did you get this illustration? We don't want to be dead champions. Hallelujah. We want to be, after we have fought and beaten the enemy, you're able to stand your ground and move on. That's why the scripture says, Jesus says, we are more than conquerors. Praise the name of the Lord. We are more than, because after we have fought, it's like we have not fought. Because even before we start fighting the battle has already been won because we are not the people who fought it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. Bring no fruit to perfection. Brethren, the husbandman is waiting for the precious fruit of your land. God is not a bad investor. He doesn't bring you here and keep on sowing the word, and not expecting anything. Jesus Christ did not pay the price without expecting something. The scripture says that for the joy that was set before him, he saw the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. Hallelujah. May we not be among those who have crucified the Lord Jesus a second time. Hallelujah. May we not be among those who use the anointing of God to pray, oh God, heal my marriage, heal my marriage. Oh God, what you keep on praying is that God should please keep me so that I will not fall to this sin. Instead of using the anointing, brethren, to grow in his grace and be able to do exploit for him. Praise the name of the Lord. A little trial, we are gone. May we not be among those people. May we be among people who will be able to stand their ground and make progress. Hallelujah. And bring forth fruit to perfection. Like Brother Isaac just said here, that it is possible for us to be like Christ. It is possible for you to overcome. It is possible for me to overcome. It's possible for me to overcome lies. It's possible for me to overcome anger. I'm sure there are a lot of us here who will begin to testify. You've had experience, you've been attacked by anger or by whatever loss or by whatever thing, and you keep on crying, you keep on struggling, you keep on holding on, and suddenly you woke up, and it was gone. You were like them that dream. Is there nobody who has had that testimony? You are fighting with maybe envy, or you are fighting with you can keep malice. You can keep malice. You know, there are people who can keep malice. When they keep malice with you here, you just pass here, they will just do, and they go their way. You will be dying. Oh, what is this, brother? This is, they're going their way. Cool, calm, as if nothing happened. You say, oh, hello, sister. How are you? Nothing. No, there's nothing. They have the capacity. You understand? To keep malice with you. You will be dying, and they are receiving life. That is a spirit. The more you are dying, the more you are giving them life. The more you are worried, the more you are except you stand and resist that spirit. When you resist that spirit, hallelujah. They keep malice with you, and you refuse to budge. You greet them. You love them. And this is, the spirit will say, it's not touching him. They will change gear. Hallelujah. When they change gear, you love him. You visit him. He slaps you here. You turn the right cheek. God bless you. Oh, you are starving them. But when they are doing it to you and you are reacting, you are giving them life. Oh, they are basking in it and growing fat and living. Praise the name of the Lord. God is bringing us to the point, brethren, where we will be dead people. A dead man, what will you do? A dead man is a dead man, is it not? God wants... Is that no-go area? we don't want to die. But the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of death to self. Hallelujah. It's the gospel of the cross. It's the gospel of the cross. And it is foolishness to those who don't want it. But to those who want the life of God, brethren, it is life. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants you to die. That is why he's putting you in that pressure. He wants you to die. If you are a proud man, he said, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. A proud man, people will come and they will be humbling you. You will rage and rage and rage. God wants to kill that spirit of pride in you. Hallelujah. So that he might lift you up. Jesus died the death of the cross. He went down to the lowest state. And God lifted him up a little bit. Huh? A little bit. He lifted him up and gave him a name that is, well, not that too, that is better than everybody, but Bible says he gave him a name above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Praise the name of the Lord. Even the knees of those who pierced him will bow. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, but that on good ground, 15, are they which in an honest, have you seen it? And what? Good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with what? Patience. Hallelujah. Bringing forth fruit is not just, you heard the word, bam, righteousness will spring up. No. Hallelujah. The fruit, if you see how the fruit bud, first of all, you see the tree, the plant, let's use apple, during winter, it is dry. You think that this, the plant is dead. When the winter starts going, you begin to see small buds on the tree, small buds. After some time, you see the buds will just open, small leaves. After you see those small leaves will now start coming out. The small leaves will become branches. The branches will begin to bring out, you know, another bud. By the time you now begin to see small apples coming up, the now that you see them, they begin to become big. And the next time you just see apples, you know, just fill up the tree, the apple will grow and mature and will start falling off. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is the patience. It says the husbandman is patient. He knows, brethren, but what we need is an honest and a good heart. Is your heart honest? God is not saying that we should just be good, though. He said, my son, just give me your heart. He said he found out that the old covenant couldn't work because we couldn't keep it. So he instituted a new covenant, a new law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And he said he will put it in their hearts. And he will write it in their minds, and everyone, he will make everyone to know him. There will not be any need for any man to teach his brother knowing the Lord, because he will teach everyone. Hallelujah. Brethren, that the fruit fell on ground, and the seed fell on the soil, and didn't bring forth fruit. Is it because the seed that fell on the ground was not potent? Is it because... Why did those other soil not bring forth fruit? Because they were not prepared, they were not ready. The other one was a wayside heart. You know, there are those of us, our hearts are, our minds are just thoroughfare for the devil. The devil will just come. He will just move. You know, God asked him, where have you been? He said, I've been moving to and fro. In the case of Job, he just goes. Have you seen those hawks? You see them on the road. When they come here down the road, they move. Anything that falls, they just pick it. Some of our hearts are like that. Nothing can grow on it. Hallelujah. We are here, but we are not here. We are here, but business is occupying our minds. We are here, we have so many things bothering our minds. Brethren, my son, give me your heart, God says to me, he says to us. Let us give God our hearts in this meeting, these 4 days. And let us say, God, I will give you my heart these 4 days. I will block it. It will not be a thoroughfare, Lord, for anything. The cares and worries are just spirits that come. Oh, I didn't in the house. Oh, you are thinking of the things that you didn't finish before you came here. Our hearts. So let's just give our hearts. There are one cares and worries. Oh, when I leave this camp meeting, what will happen? Leave the cares. It says, cast your cares upon me because upon him because he cared for us. He knows you have that need. Let us concentrate. Let me concentrate. God help me, Lord, to be able to keep my heart, give my heart to you. He says, because out of it proceeds the issues of life. Hallelujah. God is saying, give me your heart. Can we say to God in this meeting, God, I will give you my heart. I will not allow my heart to be a thoroughfare. If my heart is stony, there are some of us, our hearts are so hard. God comes hard at times to break it. He comes with rebuke. Hallelujah. He comes with correction. No way. No shaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us be sincere with ourselves. You know your heart is hard. You're finding it difficult to forgive somebody. You are finding it difficult not to keep malice with that person. I won't deal with it. I won't do, okay, well, I'll forgive him, but I won't forget. Your heart is so hard. Somebody has hurt you, and it's very, 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 very hard. Stony heart. The word cannot penetrate. The word comes. When it comes, we jump up with joy. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But the minute we step out, because there's no root, it dies. And we go back to hating that person. Some of us, there are some traditional natures that we have imbibed, which are still hanging on there. Yes, we are Christians, but brethren, we are as much as the natives of the place where we came from. Hallelujah. Brethren, God wants our hearts. Hallelujah. He wants to change me from within. He wants to make me a son. He wants to make me like Jesus. God has been telling us. He is the pattern son. We should be able to forgive. We should be able to forget. We should be able to bless. If we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. Let us not be like that servant that was forgiven everything. And he saw his fellow servant that was owing him, and he jacked him on the neck, said, pay me everything I'm your owing. And he took him and threw him into the prison. And he expects that the master will continue to forgive him. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man sows, the scripture tells us, is what we reap. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just read one scripture and just end. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I want to read from verse 10. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Praise the name of the Lord. He who is giving you this seed is also giving you bread for life. This word, brethren, we are hearing is seed and is bread for your life. Bread for your Christian life. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we promise tonight, God, I will give you my heart. He says, my son, give me your heart. Hallelujah. Brethren, if we can give God our hearts, in these 4 days, sincerely give God our hearts. Put down ourselves. Brethren, block the highway to your city runs through my heart. Make sure that our heart is no longer a thoroughfare. If your heart is hardened, you, out of your own self, determination, hunger, and desire, break up your fallow ground of your heart. How? Quietly, without rubbing oil in your face and showing your face that you're fasting. Everybody's saying, oh, brother, what is happening? I don't want to eat. I'm on the mountain. No. Quietly, you and God, sincerely with God, say, God, break this heart. Break me open. Break this stony heart so that your word, when it falls, it will bring forth fruit. God sees in my heart that there's a hunger in my heart. Hallelujah. The young people, there's a hunger in your heart. It's he that hungers and thirsts afterwards, righteousness shall be filled. There's an emptiness. You know, there's so much fullness. That is why, brethren, when God brings the food just fills and wastes. And even the 12 basket that was collected was used in feeding others. But yeah, 12 basket just falls off and the best picks them up. The birds of the air are being fed. Spirits are being fed when our hearts are being starved. Because our hearts are not prepared to receive the seed. The spirits receive the life. They take the life away from us. But then can we propose in your heart, since let us be sincere. Let this gathering be a holy assembly unto God. Let God be the focus of our lives. Let God hear our heart cry. Let my heart bombard heaven. Let there be an emptiness. Let there be a hunger. Let there be a... Brethren, we can have a revival. God can visit a people when they are hungry. Rachidu will always say that the depth of the word that comes to a people will depend on their thirst and their hunger. How hungry we are will determine, brethren, the depth to which God comes to us. He says, deep calleth unto deep. If we create a depth in ourselves, in our hearts, we will invite God the deepest depth that a man can think of. Hallelujah. Brethren, we don't know God. We don't know him one bit. We don't know his ways. We don't understand him. That is why we are what we are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let there be a hunger in the hearts of God's people. Let there, God, create a hunger in me. Create a hunger in my heart. Create a thirsting. Let there be a cry of the heart in this company, these 4 days. As we move around, brethren, as we hear God's word, as we eat, let there be a cry in our hearts. Hallelujah. A cry after, brethren, the wickedness, the depth. Hallelujah. The rottenness, the darkness. Said God, David just said, God, how did he put it? He says, God, search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way, sinful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting, lead me in the way everlasting. Say, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, many of us, you find out that we are lower than what we were before. Hallelujah. He said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and renew a right spirit within me. May that be a cry. As God come to us these 4 days, may that be a cry in our hearts that God should renew a right, sincere, honest, not hypocritical spirit within us. A right spirit that when a people rise and worship him and lift up their hands, he looks at their hands, the hands that are lifted up, and God comes down. He says, God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. When we praise God, God will come down. Hallelujah. And we inhabit our praise. And when God comes down in our midst, brethren, you will know. And that is, God is looking for a people. He has no place to lay his head. He's looking for a people. He's looking for a place to dwell. And we are the people. We are the people. Hallelujah. He's giving us understanding. Hallelujah. Let that be your heart cry. Let that be your heart desire. Let us try God. Give God your heart. And you'll be amazed what God will do in your life. You will be amazed what life will come from. You'll be amazed what deliverance you'll receive. What freedom, what liberty you will receive in your spirit. Hallelujah. And you'll be amazed what the glory of God you will carry. Hallelujah. Can we just rise on our feet? Amen.